not the case at all. There's sort of three limiting beliefs that hold small businesses back, no matter where they are around this kind of modern world of marketing. And they think it's too expensive, too complicated, and too time-consuming. And one of the big things I want to bust when I'm up here is that myth. But it's not expensive. You know, you can do some amazing things just with your smartphone. Like, your smartphone's got email marketing, social media marketing. It's got a video camera, stills camera, voice recorder. You know, like, that's quite incredible. And I'm going to show business owners of Mackay how to use their smartphone as an example of a way of creating some really effective marketing.
Tim, can you teach people how to TikTok? That's the big thing at the moment, isn't it?
That's a big platform, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 93, so sort of TikTok's well beyond my Call of Duty.
I could teach you a bit of TikTok dance moves, Tim. I've done a few of them myself.
But
hey,
it's a really interesting point you make, because the small business owners out there, the poor buggers, are all trying to keep up with all these social media platforms, all these bright, shiny objects. And you know what? There is some fundamentals that I'm going to share at the Mackay business event that will help them ignore all these bright, shiny objects and just get some really solid foundations in place.
Because there's that old saying, you know, play where your listeners are playing, or your viewers are playing, or your market is playing. Is that important to tap into that too?
Yeah, I think it's called fish where the fish are.
Yeah, well, that's very true. That's so much easier actually to say it that way than I did. But
100%. Understand who you're talking to. Understand your perfect client. Understand what problems they have that your business can solve, and then go about figuring out where to place those really important marketing messages, which is another thing we're going to cover at this amazing business event in Mackay.
And I won't keep you too much longer, Tim, but do you see a lot of people making mistakes when it comes to their marketing that could be easily fixed to turn their reach and their attraction to their customers, you know, pretty easily?
Some really big marketing terms being used here. Boys, reach and attraction, I think, fantastic. But absolutely. There are some really small tweaks. And my wish, and I say this to the people at the event, anywhere I speak, is that I wish that marketing becomes a hobby for their businesses, where when something's a hobby, you find the time, you find the money, you find the resources, and you really look forward to doing it. And marketing should be that part of your business.
Absolutely. That's how you get them in. Absolutely.
Well, look, if you want to go on us, we've got a couple of double passes. It's a breakfast thing.
Event,
And it's next week. And if you want to go and ask, give us a call, 133353.
And if you don't get the chance to go and check out the event as well, check out on Listener, the podcast, Small Business, Big Marketing. Tim, mate, thank you so much for joining us this morning, giving some big insights, and we can't wait to see you here in Mackay next week.
Boys, you're legends, and may your marketing be the best marketing.
Actually, could you just stay on hold there for a second, because we might need to market our breakfast show a little bit better, so you might give us some tips on that. So
yeah, we tried to market it ourselves and failed.
You can't, what is the old saying, the other saying, you can't roll something in glitter.
Just get rid of the show.
All right, Tim Reid, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, lads.